When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, there we go. He's got the right music. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We are live today from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's NFC Champ Camp, driven by Delaware Valley BMW Centers. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. You might have guessed it from the song. We've got a Georgia Bulldog in here. Jordan Davis joining us right now. Jordan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good, man. So, like, you look different, man. I mean, you've always been a big guy, but it look like you've been doing some sit-ups or something in off-season, dog. You've been getting your ab game on?
Ab game, you know, leg game. It's just all around. Just well improvement. You know, going into that year, too, you had to take a little leap.
So when you look at last year for you, I know it wasn't the year that you wanted to have, but where did you say, what aspect of your game did you want to improve?
Going into last year, it was more of a mindset thing. Mm-hmm. Learning under, you know, he had a lot of vets in the D-line room, like future Hall of Famers as always, but learning under them and then getting your mind right because, you know, you got to make that jump from college to the league and, you know, that's a whole different ball game. But now that I had that year under my belt, going into this year, I understand what it takes and then just going out there and doing it and doing whatever I can for the best of the team.
What's the biggest difference, camp one, camp two, year one to year two? Is it a comfort thing? Is it just your – I mean, everything's different, right? Like last year you just got here trying to find a place to live, get your surroundings.
Right.
What's the biggest difference for you last year to this year and just your mentality and how you feel right now?
Definitely comfort. Just and I'm not saying that as like I'm comfortable where I'm at, but just knowing that like knowing to expect, knowing how the day is laid out, knowing what to do in meetings, knowing what to do in practice, and then knowing how that – taking that – focal point that you learn in practice and moving it to meetings, or learning the play that you move from meetings and moving it to practice in an instant. So it's just little things like that. It comes with time, it comes with experience. I mean, Fletch, he wakes up in the day, goes through his routine, and it's like nothing to him. But, you know, for me, just getting to that process, going through that routine, that's important.
You know what, speaking of that, you are in a unique situation in that you have two guys that got drafted this year that you play with, you actually play with in college. So my question to you is this: how have you tried to help them transition to being on this level so that, you know, they won't have some of the things that you went through?
Definitely being a big brother. You know, me and N'Kobe, we came in together, and I would say that it made our experience a lot better because we had somebody to lean on. But not only do they have somebody they can lean on in their same class, but they have somebody older that they play with, somebody that's been through it already, mm-hmm. somebody that's more relative because, you know, when the older guys, their rookie years is a lot different time. You know, you
don't have
you don't have to deal with, you know, like the social media. You don't have to deal with back in their time. But, you know, going through it now, it's just more stuff about like, hey, like if you need a spot to chill at, if you want to go out and get something to eat, if you just need somebody to talk to that, you know, knows you on a deeper personal level.
Yeah.
That's an advantage, I would say.
Definitely an advantage. Definitely.
So, you know, anytime that they need help, and, you know, I'm not sitting there sweating all over their backs just like, you know, like, what are you doing? But mm-hmm. when they come to me and they need that little guidance, and it's not even just like, you know, something big, because you'd be like, hey, like, what shoe should I wear with this? Or, you know, what suit you should get, right? But it's just like little stuff like that, and it definitely makes it a lot easier on their process, and, you know, it's something that we wish we would have had, too.
Do you remind the Alabama guys who's really in charge of that rivalry now? I mean, you got a lot of Georgia kids here with you, and you guys are better now. I mean, look. Your program surpassed it. You remind them?
Yeah. You know, it's just it's a lot of chirping, man. You got Mississippi State in the mix. You got Florida in the mix. We're all just talking junk. It really doesn't become prominent until the season starts, college football. But I definitely think we know who's top dog in the situation right now.
I bet you do. Back-to-back national championship. We're talking to Jordan Davis here on the Midday Show. So, Jordan, tell us about the new defense with Sean Desai. Probably similar. I'd imagine similar with the way the scheme will be. But your role in this, I mean, I think when you were drafted, people thought of you as a nose tackle, run stuffer, and we've wondered, you know, can you become a pass rusher? How's your role evolving here? How do you see yourself in this defense?
Exactly what you said, evolving. You know, I came here, you know, they had a set plan for me, you know, being that primary run stuffer, but at the end of the day, you know, the game is evolving. So you have to evolve with it or you're going to get left behind. So that was my focal point in the offseason, just working on my get-offs, working on my hands, making sure I bring my hands with my feet. Little stuff like that, technique-wise. And then, you know, you get enough reps at that in the offseason, you get enough reps at that, can't practice. And then by the time the season rolls around, it's second muscle memory. So second nature to us. But just all about improvement. Like, even now, before this little radio thing, I just got done doing, like, little steps with the strength coaches, doing ladders, working on resistance on doing ladders because, you know, you got 600 pounds pushing on you. You got to hold up for the linebacker so they can move freely. And it's complementary defense. And that's the thing that we're trying to play is just complementary defense.
So going into this season, I remember when I played way back in the day, I used to always go into the season and I had like set goals, like how many sacks I wanted to get. And, you know, didn't really too much worry about them tackles because, you know, they really don't count. But I just worried about them sacks. So going into this season, Jordan Davis, what is the number that you have on how many sacks and what type of player that you want to be in this defense? How many tackles?
At least 5 sacks. I say that's a good goal. That gives me something to shoot for. And then I say goals just to be the best. Just to be the best I can be. If I'm recognized as one of the top defensive players or defensive linemen mm-hmm. in the league next year, then that'll be an achievement that I'll hold near and dear. And then it's also just getting better. You know, I just want to be better than I was last year. And I think that's my main goal. And you know, taking the steps to do that. Definitely excited to get back out there. You know, hit another color for once the time comes. But at the end of the day, right now, just focus on that next day, getting it better, doing what I can to get better, and then, you know, do your best and you let God take care of the rest.
Yeah, 5 sacks, that's a good goal.
That is a good number. Jordan, you're in a unique spot. You and a lot of the names we just mentioned, right, your Georgia teammates and even the Alabama kids. When you were at Georgia, the expectation was to win the national championship. And right now, the expectation here among this fan base is to win the Super Bowl. How do you balance, Hugh just likes the term brick by brick.
How do you balance brick.
Day-to-day versus in your mind, like the goal here, I'm sure you guys think about it, at least a little bit, is to go back and win the Super Bowl.
Definitely. You know, it's the same thing as last year. Like, me coming in, I never thought that we would even get to the Super Bowl. It's just really taking it day by day. Brick by brick, as you say, but
it's just, that's a running thing. Just inside joke. Yeah. That's a running thing.
He's gonna print shirts. You're gonna get one soon,
right? But it's just you know, taking that process all in the process. You know, you can't live your life thinking about the next because you miss out on what's going on now. And so I think that's the same thing in football. You know, you can't think about the next game. You can't think about the next play. You have to think about the play that's going on right now. And so it's just that mindset that you carry. You just have to be in the moment, be where your feet are, and then. You know, if you mess up, if you win the rep, if you lose the rep, either way, it's another rep coming. And you just want to stack those days or stack those reps and then get better and win each one as much as you can.
I got a question to ask because I just thought about this because you went to Georgia. And I remember going to G-Day. I think it was when Ludacris was there. I think you were like in your sophomore year or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember how bananas it was at G-Day for that. How is the Georgia fan base compared to this Philadelphia Eagles fan base?
I say Georgia fan base is just a Philly's fan base with a Southern accent.
No, because it was just like, it's funny, Joe, because I just thought about that. Because, like, going to Athens, I remember going there and just being a part of that. Man, G-Day is like, I remember it was like almost 100,000 people there.
Yeah, 100K
there. Wow, it was 100,000 people there. And I was like, well, damn. And I'm wondering for you, because you, like, I've never been a part of that.
Right.
But I was wondering for you, what was the difference? So you say it's basically the same. They just got the Southern accent.
Just Southern accent and different colors. But, you know, like here, stadium's always sold out. You're always under the lights. You're always under the spectrum. And that's just, it could be an advantage or it could be a disadvantage for some people. For me, I already went through it. I'm used to it. I know, you know, the game's not bigger than what it is. Between those chalk lines, there's nobody else. It's just 11 people on our side. So that's how I think about it. It's tunnel vision. And then, you know, you hear the play, you hear the crowd roar. That's when they start letting it in more. But at the end of the day, between the chalk lines, it's just 11 on 11.
Who has the better facilities, Georgia or Philly?
I don't want to
be mad. That's a good question, Hugh.
But you know. Philly, you ain't got to recruit nobody. That's all I got to say. Philly, you ain't got to recruit nobody. So,
Jordan, tell us about Jalen Hurts as a leader. What have you noticed? I mean, I know you're on the other side of the football, but we hear that he kind of interacts with everybody, not just the quarterbacks or receivers.
Yeah.
So tell us about Jalen, the leader. And when did you realize, I'm sure you knew of him, and you know he was in college at the end. But when did you realize this guy's kind of a special leader?
True. Back when we played him in 2018. Just the way he kept his composure, that was really big to me. You know, he never let the game got bigger, especially like going when I was in high school, going from you know, the national championship and all that. I know that's a big thing, but just seeing how he just responds to adversity and just how his mindset, man, that like dude's mindset is solid, like as a rock. So it's just like, you know, every time he speaks, we listen. It just feels like every time he opens his mouth, it's like another gospel is just being dropped, and he's just sitting there like, man, like how does he come up with quotes like that? But just seeing him go through his day, just interacting with us, just even being in the same locker room and just seeing how he carries himself as a true professional, as a true winner. And, you know, that could be the blame of, you know, his upcoming or being at Bama or being at Oklahoma or wherever he went, wherever he learned that. He just has that gene of a champion, and that's something that we all just trying to emulate if we ain't already got it. Luckily, I won a championship in college, but you know what it takes. But just we all just trying to step for step with Jalen. He knows that win or lose, we all got his back, and we know that he got ours.
Let's end with this. Sean Desai, new coordinator. So you work with 2 years in, two different coordinators. Is he similar to Jonathan Gannon, different? What have you noticed so far with Sean Desai and how he's teaching you this defense?
I like Desai, man. He's real hands-on. Like, he gives us an opportunity. We sit there in the meetings. He's opening up for us. He's like, hey, like, what can I change about myself? What can we change about this defense? It's real player-oriented, and I like that. Even if it's like something like, ah, I can't really do that because of this and that, at least he gave us the opportunity to, you know, talk about it, think about it. Going into the D-line, it's all open communication between the linebackers, the D-line, the DBs. We're all working. And even if we're all wrong, we're all right. So it's one of those things, like, you know, you can't really lose. And granted, this is like only what, like padded practice number 2, 3. But just even just seeing, like, how we interact and how we move from mistake to mistake. You know, practice one mistake was not be practice two mistakes. So just little stuff like that. And I just like the way he talks to us. You know, he talks to us. You know, I'd be shooting the breeze with the side, be talking to him. I'd be like, I remember we were in walkthroughs. He was playing tight end. I was telling him, I was like, if I was at the end, you know, that wouldn't happen. You wouldn't block me. But just like little stuff like that, and just, you know, seeing him laugh, seeing him interact. And it's just, you know, it just feel like a player-coach relationship. It just feels like a more like a, you know, I'm here, you know, it's really on y'all, but I'm just here to guide y'all if you need me. So that's what I like.
Great stuff, Jordan. Listen, man, we appreciate you hopping in, and best of luck this season. We're rooting for
you
guys.
Thank you.
And we're expecting big things, man. Congratulations
go
again. And,
go Dogs.
Yeah, man. Go Dogs.
Go Birds.
There you go. Jordan Davis there, Eagles defensive tackle. Appreciate him hopping on with us there. 215-592-9494 is the phone number to hop aboard. We're live NFC Champ Camp here, live from the NovaCare Complex.